Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health and visit with Wayne Hennin. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Paul.
How's it going today?
Good. A little cold, but otherwise good.
Yep, that's right. Wayne's with Big Stone Therapies, and Wayne, why don't you tell us what's happening over there with you at Big Stone Therapies and CCM Health?
So on January 2nd, 2024, so just a couple weeks ago, CCM and Big Stone partnered. So we're basically providing the rehab services here at the hospital since January 2nd.
Okay, great. So kind of a new thing happening there at CCM Health. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Before we get started, Wayne, why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background and stuff?
Sure. So I'm from Mineota originally. Met my wife Lisa a long time ago, and we met out in Rapid City, and we moved back here to Mineota about 15 years ago to be closer to my parents. So I've been a therapist for like 29 years, getting on 30 years. I think this year is my 30th year, so I'm officially old, stuff like that. I'm a regional manager with my company, so I work for Big Stone. We work in multiple clinics, but starting out here now since January 2nd, I'll be here in Montevideo, and I don't have any plans to go anywhere else in the near future. So, yeah, just getting this site kind of going here.
Okay.
My wife, Lisa, like I mentioned, is also a therapist. So we have five kids. Paul knows this. My youngest is Grace, and she plays basketball, and we get to listen to him on the radio and enjoy that stuff, too.
That's right. That's how Wayne and I know each other, through Mineota Sports.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a long time, haven't we?
Yep. You've been good to me, Paul.
Okay. Well, Mineota girls team's doing pretty well this year with Grace and the other girls, so we'll see if they can get back to state, huh?
Yep, it'd be fun if it happens.
That's
We've been blessed, so if it doesn't happen in somebody else's turn, that'd be okay too, but yeah.
So how long have you said you've been with Big Stone Therapies?
15 years.
Okay.
Yep. I kind of want to talk about CCM today if I can.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so today, just a couple of things. I want to talk about what therapy is from CCM here. We do physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. In case you don't know, PT is kind of what I do. We work on mobility. We work on getting shoulder joints. I just had a shoulder guy here today working on shoulder joints, getting them moving. You know, people can't walk or can't do big things like moving around, ACL rehab, whatever, kind of from A to B. But most of the time it's about getting people moving and moving pain-free. Occupational therapy, another service we provide here. They work with lots of different things. Sometimes they work more with the hand and the shoulder and the elbow, kind of the upper extremity, upper arm area. And they also work with like adaptive equipment, things like helping you get the tools or aids that you need for getting your socks on or bathing or dressing, anything they can help you with things like that. And then the therapy for those areas as well. And then we do speech therapy here with CCM. And speech is an area I don't know as much about, but I know that they work on speech production. So if like little kids work with pediatric speech therapists in the schools, things like, and then with older people work with memory issues or swallowing issues, that's what speech does here. And we're doing all those services here at CCM since January 2nd.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do they partner with the Montevideo School District too and with some services?
So they, in a way, since we have, they have, as far as athletic training services. I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about, but we've recently hired an athletic trainer. His name is Donnie Hermanson. He comes out of the Dawson area.
Yep.
And so he is going to be starting. We're working on his training and getting him on board with that. But as we speak this week, he's working with Kelly Whitnable. A lot of you guys know her, I'm sure, and working on getting him all training up to go. And he'll be providing coverage for the events there, and he'll also be at the school one day per week for injuries. But he'll be covering the basketball and then spring sports as well going forward through CCM and Big Stone.
Wayne, you're specifically, you work with PT, you said?
I am a PT, yep.
Okay, and so that's mobility you mentioned, like if someone has a knee surgery and has to, work through a knee surgery or a shoulder surgery, you work with that?
I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah, so mobility can be as simple as walking or it can be range of motion things, but we get people moving. Yeah, we're supposed to be the movement experts, Paul.
Okay. Well, what are some things that a client, when he comes, they come in to see you with that, what some things do you help them with then? I mean, as far as equipment and stuff like that.
So I'll just talk about my last guy. I just walked out the door. Like, you know, we get patients in here with arthritic shoulder issues, and so the first thing we do with them is we do an evaluation, we measure their motion, we check their strength, you know, we read through their doctor's notes to kind of see what the doctors are thinking, and then, you know, we get the baseline with that patient, like where are they coming in at, what's their pain level, what sorts of things hurt them, you know, like kind of what their life is like when they're not in therapy, which is what we want to know and how we can improve that. And so then we write up, after we evaluate them, we write up a plan of care where we look at, like, these are the goals for this patient, you know, wants to be able to reach above his head, to put a shirt on without pain, or, you know, reach into the refrigerator without having pain when they reach in the refrigerator with their arm, for instance, things like that. So that's kind of a little bit of a typical patient, and okay. It can be, you know, it could be knees, it could be low back pain, it could be something similar, but each time we do an evaluation and kind of go where that leads us and try to work a plan that makes sense for the patient and connected to what they're doing at home as far as either getting more motion or having less pain or both.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to mention this morning, Wayne?
Oh, I have a lot of things I want to talk about,
yep.
Paul, but
go ahead.
Couple programs that we've been able to bring in. So Big Stone is a staffing company. We bring in staff from other areas, but because we do that, we have a lot of therapists working for us, and so we're bringing in some staff here to bring back some programs. And I don't know the whole history here, but I know kind of what's going on now, so I'll just talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we work on as far as a specialty program would be like advanced pelvic care, bladder control issues. Women and or men can have issues with this. And we have a gal named Holly Colander. She comes out of the Benson area, and she's here a couple days per week. She's actually been the therapist for 15 years, and she's got 6 years of specific, you know, training and work with women and or men with pelvic health issues. And so we're bringing her in here. She was here for the first time last week, and if there's clients that need or have issues with that, they can sure talk to their provider about that and get a referral, and Holly would be happy to help them out. So that's a specialty area.
Okay.
Can I just keep talking about some other programs?
Absolutely. Yep. Go right ahead.
Okay. Another area is lymphedema. So lymphedema, a lot of times it means that a person has had surgery, quite often maybe a cancer surgery, and then they maybe had some lymph nodes removed, like in your armpit you have lymph nodes that, you know, collect fluid, and then if they take those out, then you tend to get more swelling in your arm. And then this is another area that I'm not an expert on, but we have Lori Winterfield. She's got over 30 years experience working as an occupational therapy, and she comes right out of Montevideo here. She's been a gal I've known for a long time. Lots of experience like me, but she's a specialist in lymphedema, so they can work with the patient, finding them the right compression garments. You know, there's lymphedema therapy you can do to help reduce that swelling, that specialty that she knows that I don't know, but she's good at that stuff, so she's coming in here as well. And we have some other gals coming in after, but she's definitely going to be the one that will take a look and figure out the plan of care with you. She's here once a week. And then we talk about my wife again here for another specialty program. Lisa Hennen, my wife, she's been doing pediatric therapy for over 20 years. I remember we worked out in Brookings. We were there for a while. She was at the school system there, and she continues to work in Mineota at the school system there. So if there's pediatric kids that are pediatrics or kids that have issues, you know, it can be birth to three or it could be older, issues with movement, if they're delayed with their normal development, if they're not sitting or crawling or holding their head the way they should be at the right time, Lisa's kind of the expert in that. So she's been a therapist almost as long as me. I'll say 20, 29 years for her, because I know her history. So so she's got a lot of experience with kids, and we want to bring that program back here from the physical therapy aspect. And so we're doing that with that program through Lisa. So so three different areas that we brought back as far as some programming. So and then plus the normal, like I talk about shoulder back issues or the normal occupational therapy issues, but those are some specialty programs. So
a lot of good people involved there, it sounds like, huh?
Well, people I've known and trusted for a long time. Absolutely, Paul.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else then, Wayne?
No, Paul. Okay. Really, I thought this was really fun. I know I talk fast and everything, but I hope I got some messaging across. We're excited to be here at CCM Health. You know, I've been to a lot of different places. I work as a regional manager and been involved in a startup or two, and it's been great here. The people here at CCM Health, as far as everybody I've met, have met a sour apple in the bunch. Been super impressed, you know, from the administration on down, to the nurses, to everybody we work with on the floor. You know, we work over at the hospital as well with therapy for people in the hospital, so it's been great here. So we're really excited to be here, really excited for CCM Health, and looking forward to seeing what happens from here, some growth here. So
if someone,
thank you, Paul.
Yeah, you bet. Wayne, if somebody wants to contact you, or is it mostly through referrals, or is there a way to contact you?
Yep. So there's a couple things. You know, obviously you would need a doctor's order, but if you get a doctor's order, you see your primary, whether it's a CNP or PA or physician, and they feel you need therapy, then you go from there, and you can call our office, and it's 320-321-8230, and you can either talk to Jenna or Missy, and they will get you on the schedule. So absolutely.
Okay. All right. Real good, Wayne. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Appreciate that. And sounds like a great partnership with Big Stone Therapy and CCM Health. So
I agree. Thank you, Paul.
All right. We'll see you in a gym next week.
Look forward to that as well.
All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Paul.
That's Wayne Hennon with Big Stone Therapies over there at CCM Health. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.